Good morning, you're on the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name is Andrew, I'm your host. I have a very special guest with me here today. If you've been following the Twitter feed over the last couple of days, you'll see that I was kind of alluding to a big announcement, one that I'm very excited for. And I have a very special friend here I'd like to introduce you to. Some of you know him as Mantic59, some of you know him as The Sharpologist. His name is actually Mark, and Mark, good morning, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Andrew.
Can you explain to our listeners, if they've never heard of Sharpologist, what is Sharpologist?
Sure. I like to call Sharpologist what your father didn't teach you about shaving and to a certain extent grooming in general. I think of it as a resource for those who are either learning kind of the beginner or intermediate stages of traditional wet shaving and men's grooming as well. And I put it together as a way of kind of bringing a bunch of different things together and using that platform as a learning resource and a place for people to go and find what they need in a efficient way where they can learn something quickly and correctly and then enjoy themselves from there.
And you know, when I personally started wet shaving not too long ago, I actually went to the Sharpologist website. I watched all of your videos. You have a lot of videos that are very instructional and very helpful on YouTube. And to anybody out there who's just now starting this journey or knows somebody who is just now starting this journey, Sharpologist is where you want to go, because Mark's content is fantastic. And Mark, how long have you been doing this? How long has Sharpologist been alive?
Sharpologist has been up and running in its current form since 2011. I did have a little Blogspot blog before that, that was more like a production blog for the videos you mentioned. But one of the video viewers, one of my converts, if you will, also happened to run a large digital media business and suggested that a regular website would be a good complement to the videos. So if I could make a quick little plug for onmilwaukee.com. They're the guys who got me going and up and running. And since then, it's kind of taken off, and it's actually my full-time job now, running Sharpologist.com. And as part of that here, I'm also getting back into videos and will be producing quite a few more here in a very short time.
That's right. I heard you you recently retired, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, that's correct. I've retired, took early retirement from my 9-to-5 desk job and decided to concentrate on wet shaving and Sharpologist and my videos full time.
Well, congratulations on the retirement. That's a huge milestone. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I recommend it to everyone.
Well, I'm still 24. I don't think I can retire this early, but I, you know, I look forward to the sunset down the road.
There you go.
A couple days ago, I sent out a mini cast and you were pretty quick to reply to me. I was asking for crowdfunding support to help get the Wet Shaving News podcast up and running. And you gave me a couple of tips and insights, and we talked a little bit. And Mark, can you tell the audience what it is that we're doing with the Wet Shaving News podcast?
Sure. Basically, you are filling a need I was already thinking about, but just frankly didn't have the time for, in that I was looking for a relatively brief, you know, not an hour-long kind of thing, but a relatively brief podcast going into the business of wet shaving, you know, talking to the artisans, talking to the vendors, even talking to some of the major manufacturers about wet shaving and men's grooming and things related to that. And I was trying to figure out a way of doing that when, by sheer coincidence, I ran into your first podcast. And I thought to myself, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for Sharpologist. And Sharpologist, by coincidence, runs on a platform that has native podcast functionality. So rather than having to use Podbeans or iTunes or any of the other podcasting networks that you may have to, you know, get funded for and worry about access and hosting, well, this is built into the platform that Sharpologist is on. So I thought I would offer the Sharpologist hosting to you and let you do your thing without any kind of real I guess I should say it is a sponsorship, but I'm letting you do your thing without getting in the way, if you will. And that's how the whole thing got started.
And I want to touch on that, because in the minicast, a lot of people may have heard me say I didn't want to have a sponsor. I want to clarify that. I don't want to have a sponsor who produces or sells or transacts in any way with any kind of product, because I don't want anything that I say to have to be influenced by somebody who is in the interest or business of making a product. And the Sharpologist website does have links to products, but they don't directly sell them themselves. If I'm correct, Mark, I don't think you sell anything.
That is correct. Yes.
So that is a big plus for me. So Mark has offered to host the Wet Shaving News podcast through Sharpologist, and that is exactly what we're going to do. It's a huge announcement, and it's a great amount of support. And Mark, I can't thank you enough for that.
Oh, my pleasure. Like I said, you're feeling a need that I had been wanting to do, but just frankly didn't have the time. So I say go for it and let Sharpologist do the technical backroom stuff for you, and you rock and roll with your content.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for all of your support, and I look forward to this partnership lasting for a very long time. These podcasts are going to be pretty regular if I have my way with them. I'm looking every 2 weeks, so twice a month is my goal to have a podcast out with more information. And if you're looking for any more information on this podcast, or if you're looking for any more information about the partnership, or if you're looking for any information in general about wet shaving or wet shaving news, Mark's website, Sharpologist.com, has plenty of reviews, has plenty of information, has plenty of links and pages. It's a really interesting site. And it's not just about wet shaving, as Mark said. It's all about men's grooming. So make sure you check out Sharpologist.com. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Good luck.